are such an awesome God. Say,
you are such an awesome God.
Oh, you are such an awesome wonder. Say,
you are such an awesome God.
You are such an awesome wonder.
You are such an awesome wonder.
You are such an glorious and marvelous God.
You are such an awesome one.
There's no one like you, God.
No one like you, Father.
There's no one like you, God. You're the creator of the universe. You are worthy, are you, Lord?
To receive glory, honor.
years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. I am Almighty God. It means that I am the all-powerful God. I am God that is not limited by power. I am unlimited in power. I am unlimited in strength. I am unlimited in grace. I am unlimited in glory. I want you to kneel down before the Almighty God. I'm praising that Lord. I praise you, the Almighty God. I praise you because I know that you're unlimited in power. You're unlimited in provision. You're unlimited in grace. You're unlimited in glory. You're unlimited in strength. I worship you. You're unlimited in anointing.
I cannot do without you.
I worship
without you.
I exalt your holy name. I magnify your holy name.
I have no power of my own. I confess.
You have prayed in the month of February. 3 is God's figure, it's figure of Trinity. 3 is a figure of Trinity, the figure of the Almighty God. We have heard that He is unlimited in power. You will then pray. Say, Father, Father, in the name of Jesus, show your almightiness in my life this month of March. Show your almightiness in my life this month of March, this third month, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray fervently. Father, this is the third month. Jesus, God's figure of, in the figure of Trinity. Father God, show your almightiness in my life. Show your almightiness. Show your almightiness in my life this month of March. Show your almightiness in my family. Show your almightiness in my family.
I have no
legege brosh ebakaramando. In my life, talk to God, brethren. In this month of March, this is the third month of the year. Father, show. show your almightiness in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, show your almightiness in my family. Show your almightiness in my studies. Show your almightiness in my marriage. Show your almightiness in my business. Show your almightiness in my career. Show your almightiness in my job. Father, show your almightiness. Show your almightiness. We have heard in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Greatness belongs unto him. Riches and honor belongs unto him. Power belongs unto him. Father, show your almightiness in my life. Show your power in my life. Reveal your riches in my life. Reveal your glory in my life. Reveal your honor in my life. Father, this month, this particular month, show your almightiness. Show your almightiness. Prove that you are the Almighty God. Prove that you are the Almighty God. Prove to me that you are unlimited in power. You are unlimited in strength. Father, show your almightiness in the mighty name of Jesus, that your name might be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. One more prayer. As you have heard that God is unlimited in power. He demonstrated it in the Red Sea by parting the Red Sea and drowning his enemies in the Red Sea. He drowned the enemies of God in the Red Sea. You will say, Father, this third month of the year, deal urgently with all my enemies. In the name of Jesus, Father, show your almightiness in my life this month of March. Deal urgently with all my enemies in the name of Jesus. I must lay hold upon the promises of God for my life. I must receive the blessings of God for my life. Deal urgently with all my enemies this month of March. Deal urgently with all my enemies. Deal with all my enemies. Deal urgently with all our soul enemies. In the name of Jesus, deal urgently with all enemies. All enemies outside. All enemies inside. Deal urgently with all of them. This very month of March, Father, deal urgently with all my enemies. I must reach my goal. I must receive my blessings. I must obtain your promises for my life. All my prayers must be answered. Father, deal urgently with all my enemies this month of March. Whatever represents the Prince of Persia, deal urgently with them this month of March. Whatever be the household enemy, deal urgently with them this month of March. Father, deal urgently with them. Deal urgently with all my enemies. That your name might be glorified. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. There are four levels of warfare. There is the personal level of warfare, whereby you deal with your situations and circumstances in your life. Problems from personal backgrounds that have been holding you down. There is the second level of spiritual warfare, which you can call the grand level. The grand level deal with problems that disciples face. When you go out to win souls, when you go out to serve God, problems and challenges, people snubbing you, attacks from here and there. And there is the third level, the governmental level, whereby you deal with problems of communities, of cities. Gods of cities, principalities, the powers of occultism, witchcraft, and so on, that through their deception hinder you from getting to your destiny. And there is the last level, the fourth level of warfare, where princes fight, kings fight. We deal with powers controlling nations.
They control nations and they make some nations be in peculiar kind of bondage. It might be religious bondage, it might be idolatrous bondage, it might be other forms of bondages, maybe New Age movement and things like that. So whatever, you will say, Father, arise.
Father, arise.
Almighty God, arise. Lord of hosts, arise. Whatever level of warfare is challenging your glory in my life, arise and deal with them now. In the name of Jesus. Arise and deal with them now. Whether personal strongholds, whether strongholds as a servant of God, whether strongholds from my community, whether strongholds from the gods of my father, gods that my father have had, covenant that my fathers have established, whether strongholds from powers from my nation, powers ruling this nation, Father, and deal with them in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and deal with whatever level of warfare I'm facing. Deal with them now. Lord of hosts, arise and deal with them. Arise and deal with them and give me victory. Deal with them this month. Arise and deal with them. Arise and deal with them. Whatever we in that manifestation of my prayer, whatever level they are operating from, you are the Almighty God. You are the Lord that is unlimited in power. Father, arise and deal with them. Arise and deal with them. In the name of Jesus, arise and deal with them. In the name of Jesus, arise and deal with them. In the name of Jesus, arise and deal with them. In the name of Jesus, arise and deal with them. If somebody open his mouth and pray, arise and deal with them. In the name of Jesus, arise and deal with them. In the name of Jesus, whatever level of attack, whatever level of warfare, arise and deal with them and give me victory. In the name of Jesus, arise and deal with them and give me victory. In the name of Jesus. Father, arise and deal with them in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, arise and deal with them. Arise and deal with them in the name of Jesus. That your name might be glorified. May lege broso, ve reba karabasa, proto lege broso, ke reba bashkamba, proto lege baska. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, we pray for the church. The Bible tells us in Psalm 127, verses 1, that was that except the Lord builds a house, the builder, they build in vain. We want to say, Father, build your church for us, O God, for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Father, build your church. Spiritually, physically, materially, financially, in all areas. Father, build your church. Give us our own property, O God, this year. Our own properties. Father, build for us, O God. Almighty God, build for us. King of Kings, build for us. Father, build your church, O God, for your glory and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, this very year, O God, give us our own permanent place. Our own permanent place in a strategic location. In the mighty name of Jesus, in a strategic location, O God, in the name of Jesus, that your name might be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All your prayers are granted by the zeal of the God of Israel. In the name of Jesus, this very man, God will prove his almightiness in your life in the name of Jesus. This month, whether the devil likes or not, you will sing a new song. In the name of Jesus. Let somebody say, I will sing a new song this month. Whether my enemies like it or not, I will sing a new song. Tell your neighbor, I will sing a new song. Whether the devil likes it or not, I will sing a new song. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can then be seated. God bless you, choir. Want to thank God for bringing us to another month and another Thanksgiving service. Want to bless God for the grace that He has given us to fast and pray in the month of February. So I want you to be expectant that after a period of fasting like this, God's blessings follow. After Elijah the prophet prayed, the Bible says heavens was open and there was great rain. Blessings will be pursuing you this month of March. Be expectant in the name of Jesus. The favor of God will be pursuing you this month of March in the name of Jesus. God will be opening ways unto you where there seems to be no way. There will be joy and celebration in our homes in this month of March. Breakthroughs are coming your way this month of March. All of a sudden, you just discover that your situation has changed in the name of Jesus. It shall be so in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We are honored to have our mother in our midst today. The mother of David and Daniel. Praise the Lord. We thank God for our mommy. She's a woman of God herself. I really anointed in the place of prayer. She's been MFM for many years, and God has used her greatly in that ministry. So she will be around for quite some time, I suppose, so that we can relate better with her. So I want her to bring greetings to the people of God from Nigeria to tell us how Nigeria is like. And she lives in Abuja, so you can trust God to bring us some naira, millions of naira, and from Nigeria. Hallelujah. So let's welcome Mommy Momo Ole. Come. Say a word of prayer for the people. All right.
Praise the Lord. The children of God, praise the Lord. I'm really happy. I thank the Lord. I thank Him for what He has been doing in your life, even in this United Kingdom. There are majority who don't know Christ. And we thank God for Christ. We thank God for feeding you people, taking care of you, you know, providing for your needs. You know, we thank God that Christ is in you. I've seen the sign, and I appreciate. May the Lord who started the good job in your life, we end it well in Jesus' name. My little advice as a child of God, please, the brethren and the sister, try to keep on. You know, Christ is our hope. You know, when you believe in Him, He never put you to shame. Christ is the only solution to our problem. When you believe in Him, He will never disappoint you. And I pray the Lord will not disappoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, this Christianity journey is not an easy thing. You know, devil, he know the heaven is no more for him. Until he will not even allow you to go. So you try to encourage yourself. You remember the David encouraged himself in the Lord. And he asked the Lord, "Lord, if I do this, can you help me?" And the Lord told him, "Yes." When you know, he pray and God answer him, and he recover all his, what he lost. So the Lord will uphold you. Amen. Shall we pray? Almighty Father, the I am that I am. The Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh, the El Shaddai, the Ancient of Days. We thank you for your children, especially the pastors and the elders and the member of the church, for upholding them to know you. You know, the majority, they have forsaken Christ. They went back to the world and eat their vomit. But we thank God for you to uphold them. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. I prophesy into your life. Amen. You will not come to this United Kingdom in vain. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. any strong man or woman in your father's house that is even looking after you to fall you down, we destroy them in Jesus' name. Amen. Your destiny should hear the word of God. Receive blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. The power of anointing fall upon all of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, I know God will help you where there's no way. He will open way for you. And I prophesy that God will open way for you in Jesus' name. You know, the majority, when they travel from Nigeria to London, the strong man and the strong woman, they will be saying, we will know what he will bring. I pray that God will shame them in your life, in the name of Jesus. God will shame them in your life, in Jesus' name. Can I pray in Yoruba, please? Sherry and ye near me, along you dimu. You shouldn't be annoyed with my pidgin English, but at least you'll be able to accept me. Along Israel, to Musha dying, you was your relay day. Most so tell us in Musha dying, you loony, we pay El Sherere. New Oruko Jesu, Emma Sherere. Mo was so tell us in Musha dying, you pay Emma Gwenshin law. Lato relay day, do relay day. Lati ile oba de ile oba gbogbo agbara okunkun dile to ni e ni serere oluwa te won mole bi ojo se nyo bi owo se nyo ju ori mo pase sinu iseda yin e yo ju awon ta yin lo mo pase wi pe ki oluwa gbe ori yin soke tori olorun to ti yan yin o se yin logo o si da yin lare tori bibeli wi pe oni oni ani lati fi ola la ani to pe wa kuro ninu okokun si imole han. That is Peter. Oni iyan ni pe Olorun ti pe yin lati Nigeria wa lati se yin lo lori re ni ilu yi lati pe ke je omo ayo laarin awon molebi be ni o si ri loruko Jesu e o je omo ayo. Ere ti nbe ni ilu London ni Olorun yo gba be fun yin. Eni ti o ti ni le yo ni le. Eni ti o ri segidi yo ri segidi. Mo ma so fun awon omo mi mo ni wo bi gbogbo aye ba te lawon orise se ni ilu London e orise mo pase fun yin loruko Jesu e orise. Ohun rere ise rere ise to mu albarika to ye pe e pada si Nigeria lo ko ile nlala lati se ise yin rere lati se ife Olorun. Olorun yo pese fun yin be ni o si ri o si ti ri be ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Are you blessed already? Amen. The blessing shall be permanent. In Jesus' name. We'll quickly look briefly at the word of God before we go to pray. Praising the God of the living. Our God is the God of the living. And if you look at the Psalms that we read, Psalms 29, Psalms 29. Praising the God of the living. The psalmist says from verse 1, give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The glory of God thunders. The Lord is over many water. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and sweeps the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The Lord gives strength unto you. The Lord bless you with peace. In Jesus' name. So because our God is the God of the living, the Bible says he has a voice. And that voice can do anything. When that voice speaks, things are done. When that voice speaks, because the voice is very powerful. The Bible says there is nothing that that voice cannot accomplish. In Isaiah chapter 38, when King Hezekiah faced death, he was pronounced to die, he was prophesied that he's going to die. But when Hezekiah cried to God, God heard his cry. And God said, you are no longer going to die. Rather, you are going to live 15 more years. Hallelujah. To prove that God is the God of the living, he hears and answers prayers. You have prayed in the month of February. This month is the month of answers to your prayer. Amen. This month, it will prove that he is indeed the living God to you in Jesus' name. In Luke chapter 20, verse 37 to 38, the Lord Jesus Christ himself speaking there, he said that God is not God of the dead. He's the God of the living. He interacts with the living. He interacts with his people. As you pray, he interacts with you and prove that he is the living God. In Luke chapter 20, verse 37, the Lord speaking said, but even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. He's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Let someone say, my God is the God of the living, not of the dead. And that's why when King Hezekiah got his victory, when God said, you are not going to die again, you will be healed of your sicknesses, I've added 15 more years to your years. In verse 18 and 19, he was able to go to the temple and praise God. He said, the living, only the living, will praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. By the time you come for the next Thanksgiving service, you will be able to testify of what God has done in your life in the month of March in the name of Jesus. Exploits of God keep on coming to my mind as I prepare this message, that we should mention some exploits of God to prove that he is the living God. His exploits come as a result of our prayers. His exploit, you remember when King Hezekiah prayed, then God went into action. God turned his situation around. His exploit come in the place of prayer. His exploit also comes around as a result of praising God. His exploit come as a result of worshiping him. His exploit also come as a result of sacrificing unto him, as a result of serving him, as a result of trusting him in faith that he exists, and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He proved himself that he exists and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He proved himself to King Hezekiah, and I do believe God, this month, he will prove himself also in your life in Jesus' name. He proved himself to King Jehoshaphat when nations surround him and they were to overrun his domain. God said that he has no need to fight in the battle, that he will fight for him. And all he was doing was praising God, worshiping God with his people. The Bible says that God set up an ambushment, and all his enemies, they helped to destroy themselves. And then the people of God were left with spoils of war. I do strongly believe, God, that this is your month. Amen. This is your month where your enemies, they will help destroy themselves. Amen. And you will go ahead and possess your possession. Amen. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exploits of God included the fact that he can provide where there seemed to be no provision. You remember in the wilderness, when the children of Israel have been delivered from slavery and they entered into the wilderness, there was no food for them. They looked around, they looked everywhere, and there was no food for them. As it's happened also in this time that we are in, some people, they look around, they say, where are the jobs? There is no job. They have said that there are about how many thousands are jobless, you know. But God supernaturally blew a wind. Let somebody say a wind. Amen. A wind blow, and the balls, the quail, they were bringing manna to the camp of the people of God. They have abundance to eat. They have abundance remaining. This month, by the wind of God, God will blow blessing to your side. Amen.
God will blow blessing to your home. God will blow favor to your home. In the name of Jesus. Men will compete to do you good. Men will compete to meet your needs. The helpers of destiny that you needed to bring about your miracle, God will bring them your way. God will connect them to you. You'll be connected to them. In the name of Jesus. There was lack of water in the wilderness. The exploit of God. We are talking about to prove that God is the living God. Is the God of the living. When the people also got to the wilderness, there was lack of water. And they got to a place, eventually they saw water. They were very happy that they saw water. But incidentally, that water was a bitter water. They could not drink the water. And God also went into action again and turned the bitter water unto sweet water. This month, God will perfect your miracle. Amen. It will not be halfway measure. But the Almighty God, the living God, we perfect your miracle this man in the name of Jesus. I say we perfect your miracle this man in the name of Jesus. We are shared about the testimony. God might look to be slow, but he is right on target. He's right on time concerning blessing his people. You have prayed last month. You have fasted last month. This is your time of receiving answers to your prayer. This is your time of favor. This is your time of provision. I want you to believe God that this is your time of provision. This is your time of answer prayers. And answers will begin to pursue and overtake you in the name of Jesus. The blessing of God will begin to pursue and overtake you in the name of Jesus. In Joshua chapter 12 verse 1. In Joshua chapter 12 verse 1, the people of God, they possessed their possessions. God dealt with obstacles on the way, and Joshua and his people, they enter into the blessings of God. This is your month that you will enter into the promises of God for your life. I don't hear your amen. Amen. I say you enter into the promises of God for your life this month. Amen. You will enter into your land of promise this month. Tell your neighbor, you will enter into your land of promise this month. Say it loud and clear. You will enter into your land of promise this month. In the name of Jesus. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Obadiah 1:17 says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob, the people of God, shall possess their possession. You are on Mount Zion already. You have fasted and praying. God has delivered you from every encumbrances. It is time for you to possess your possession. And you shall possess your possession in Jesus' name. Not only, another exploit of God is that God will give you long life to enjoy your blessings. The Bible testifies in Joshua chapter 24 verse 29 that Joshua lived to possess his possession. He lived up to 110 years. He lived up to 110 years. He possessed his possession and God blessed him with abundant life. I pray that not only will you possess your possessions, the Lord will bless you with abundant life to enjoy your blessings. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. In the name of Jesus. You will not build for another man to inherit in the name of Jesus. You will not labor for another one man to enjoy in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus. God, another exploit of God is that he provided abundance to his people. He provided abundance to his people. Anyone working with God, enter into this realm of abundance, because that's God's desire for his people. God said when he was creating humanity, in Genesis 1:28, he said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the heart. God wants you to multiply. God is interested in your abundance. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 tells us that he giveth power to get wealth. Psalm 66 verse 12 tells us that he will bring you to your wealthy place. Hallelujah. This season, God will bring you to your wealthy place. Amen. There is a prophetic word for this year that God will begin to transfer wealth unto his people this year. I don't know how many of you are in that category, but I am in that category. The wealth that God has promised will locate me this year. You are not saying it by faith. You are not sure. The wealth of God will locate me this year. Say it loud and clear. Let the devil hear. One way or the other, the wealth of God will locate me this year. In the name of Jesus. So, the exploits of God are so many. Time will not permit us to say everything. But Psalm 40 tells us that David said he waited patiently for the Lord, and God inclined unto him. Psalm 40 verse 1, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. By the miracles that God will do in your life, many will come to the knowledge of God. Many will come to the knowledge of Christ. In the name of Jesus. This month, God will incline to your prayers. He will answer your prayers. He will bring you to the season of fulfillment. God will bring you to the season of fulfillment this month. In the name of Jesus. How am I sure? Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1 says that when you pray, God will make bright clouds. And then all of a sudden, God will unleash rain onto your land, onto your field. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7, the Lord said in verse 8 that he that asketh, receiveth. And then the prophetic word for this year said, desperate prayer will receive what? Quick answers. You can see how they are tying together. This is your season of fulfillment. Amen. Tell your neighbor, this is your season of fulfillment. Your season of fulfillment has come. You will experience the joy of fulfillment this month. I don't hear you. You will experience the joy of fulfillment this month. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 30, God told Simeon that he will see the Savior before he died. And a day came when Simeon was old. It's as if that he is not going to see the Savior, but his day came when he experienced the joy of fulfillment. He was able to see baby Jesus being brought to the temple. He saw baby Jesus when he was brought to the temple. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Simeon that experienced joy of fulfillment, because Simeon experienced joy of fulfillment, you too, this season, you will experience joy of fulfillment in Jesus' name. I say you will experience joy of fulfillment in Jesus' name. David also experienced joy of fulfillment. Because God is the God of the living, and he's not a partial God. He made David to experience the joy of fulfillment. David has been anointed as king over Israel. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, 11 to 13. But somebody that has been anointed king has to wait for years before he was enthroned king over Israel. There was a time that the incumbent king was chasing him all about, from pillar to post. Somebody that has been anointed king, God might have promised you certain things. It might seem that the promises are far-fetched. It might have seen that God is a liar. It might have seen that those promises are not going to be fulfilled. But this particular month, you shall experience the joy of fulfillment in the name of Jesus. A day came when David was enthroned as king over Israel in Hebron. Your month of enthronement has come. This will be your month of enthronement as king in the name of Jesus. This will be your month of enthronement as king in the name of Jesus. You need to believe the prophetic word that desperate prayers will receive quick answers.
Our Father has prophesied, and that word will not fall to the ground. Psalm 102 verse 13 says, "Thou, O Lord, will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, the set time has come. Thou, O Lord, will arise and have mercy upon Oyetunji, for the set time, the time to favor Oyetunji has come. This is my month of favor. This is the month that God is going to favor me." What about you? I don't hear you. "This is my month that God is going to..." Remember in Numbers 23, God said, "As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you." I declare this is my month that God is going to favor me. This is my month when I will receive answers to my prayers. This is the month that my breakthrough will come. In the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 23 verse 18 says, "For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off." God is saying to you, your expectation will not be cut off. Amen. It might seem that God is slow, but God will be on time concerning you this month. God will be right on time concerning you this month in the name of Jesus. The only thing that we need to do before we go to pray this afternoon is that you must make sure that you continue to seek God. You must continue to seek God. You must continue to seek God. Like I shared, was it in the vigil, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. The Bible says, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," God said, "then I will come to them. I will forgive their sins and will heal their land." So make sure you encounter the mercy of God. You live holy before God. Make sure you confess and repent from sin. And make sure you continue to seek God. I mentioned that seeking God means that you find ways of pleasing Him. You find ways of pleasing God. So as you are praying, find ways of pleasing God by living holy before Him, by continuing in evangelism, by continuing in serving God, by continuing in worshiping God. Let your altar be alive. We share in the workers' meeting, Genesis chapter 12, verse 6 to 8. Your altar must be alive. God responds to your altar. Make sure you continue to pray. Don't say, "We are finished fasting, so let me go back to my old ways." No, make sure you continue to pray, worship God, serve God at home, in your family, in the church. Make sure you continue to pray. Make sure you continue to dwell on the word of God. Dwell on the word of God. It's very, very important so that your faith will be able to receive what God has ordained for you this season. Amen. Amen. And I decree that you receive the faith that obtains in Jesus' name. So I want us to bow down our heads before we go into Thanksgiving and talk to God and say, "Father, I will continue to seek you so that I can experience the joy of fulfillment. If there is anything in my life, any form of sin, I repent to God. I will live holy. I will live righteous before you. I will seek ways to please you. I'll be faithful unto you in the name of Jesus." Talk to God. Then go ahead and say, "Father, all the prayers that I've prayed unto you, let this month be the month of performance in the name of Jesus. In my life, let it be indeed the month of performance in the name of Jesus." Talk to God. Let this be indeed the month of performance. All the blessings that have been denied me, let them be rolled together this month in the name of Jesus. Let all the blessing be rolled together in the name of Jesus. Let me receive all the blessing rolled together this month of March. I'm expectant to God. I'm very much expectant in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that I will experience the joy of fulfillment this month. I will experience the joy of fulfillment this very month. That your name might be glorified. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we worship you this morning. We exalt your name. Is there anyone in Amis who wants to give his or her life to Christ? You have not surrendered your life to Christ as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you have done it before and you discovered that you backslid for quite some time and you want to come back to Him. You want to rededicate your life to Christ so that you can also experience God's blessing this morning. Raise your right hand up very well. Let me pray with you. Is there anybody like that in Amis? Raise your right hand very well. Raise your right hand very well. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for your people, God, that all their prayers this very month, oh God, let them be answered fully in the name of Jesus. Let them be answered fully in the name of Jesus. Let them be answered fully in the name of Jesus. Every power of hell that might want to hinder these blessings, let them be banned now in the name of Jesus. Let them be banned now and remain banned forever in the name of Jesus. By your strength, by your grace, let your people enter into their promise in the name of Jesus. Everything that you have promised them, let them be able to possess them in this month in the name of Jesus. Give them reasons to thank you and let your holy name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the people of God say amen. Amen. So let's quickly rejoice and do our thanksgiving unto God. Give our thanksgiving unto God. The Bible says, oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So when you know how to thank God, then God will know how to bless you. So give something unto God to thank God. Give something to thank Him. As we normally do, we want to pray and anoint our children. So if you are ready, let them bring the children.
Shall we rise up as we bless the Lord? I will lift up Jesus
higher.
I will lift up Jesus
higher.
Oh, higher, oh, higher,
higher.
Come and lift up Jesus
higher.
Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega. I will lift up Jesus
higher.
Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega. I will lift up Jesus
higher.
Hey, I will lift up Jesus
higher.
Hey, I will lift up Jesus
higher.
I will lift up Jesus, oh
higher.
Hey, oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega.
Lift up Jesus
higher. Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega.
I will lift up Jesus higher.
Sisters, lift up Jesus
higher.
Brothers, lift up Jesus
higher.
of God.
Yes.
Children of God.
Yes.
Children of God.
Yes.
Children of God.
Yes.
Children of God.
Yes.
You shout hallelujah.
Yes.
Shout hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord one time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It is what God, what is dedicated to God, that God can keep forever. In this time and age, we need to be fully dedicated unto God. You might not have done it before, or you might have done it. We want to rededicate our life to God at this hour. You want to declare to God that everything in our lives is for Him, is for His glory. And then the devil cannot come near you for the rest of your lives. So you will say with me, Father, I dedicate my life unto you. I dedicate my destiny unto you. My spirit, soul, and body. I dedicate them unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Any other dedication that I might have been dedicated to, knowingly or unknowingly, let them be removed today by your blood in the name of Jesus. By this declaration today, my whole life is dedicated unto you in the name of Jesus. My present is dedicated unto you. My future is dedicated unto you. My health is dedicated unto you. My business is dedicated unto you. My career is dedicated unto you. My destiny is dedicated unto you. Father, take control. Father, take care. From today and forevermore, in the name of Jesus. I also dedicate my children unto you. All of them, I dedicate them unto you. Every other dedication, let them be canceled by the blood of the Lamb. I dedicate all that pertains unto me unto you. Now and forevermore. Father, take care. Take control. Keep evil far. Keep Satan far from me and from my family. From today and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, as your priest, I agree with the pronouncement of your children. And I declare that everyone is dedicated unto you from today. Their children are dedicated unto you. From today and forevermore. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare the evil one will not touch them again. The evil one will not come near them again. Because they are dedicated unto the Lord. Lord, that which is dedicated unto you are able to keep unto the perfect day. So you will keep every one of these your children. And their words unto the perfect day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. We commit our thanksgiving unto you. Please accept it. Bless it, Lord. Use it for your glory. Multiply it back unto us. Give us greater reasons to thank you. Let there be triple blessing upon our life this month. Let us break forth into joy this month. Let us break forth into abundance this month. Let us break forth into testimony this month. In the name of Jesus. In the exalted name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, I'll share with your people that you are God of the living. That you are the Almighty God. That you are unlimited in power.
this month, oh God, prove this word in their life. In the name of Jesus, let them enter into the joy of fulfillment. Into the joy of fulfillment. This month, let them enter into the joy of fulfillment in the name of Jesus. I decree that this, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this in your life. His anointing, his overshadowing presence will bring to pass, his spirit will bring to pass that which he has promised you this month in the name of Jesus. You shall have the final laughter this month. In the name of Jesus. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it in your life. In the name of Jesus. Those of you trusting God for children, by the zeal of God, conceive this month in the name of Jesus. Conceive this month in the name of Jesus. By the unlimited power of God, conceive this month in the name of Jesus. Conceive this man in the name of Jesus. I prophesy conception in the name of Jesus. This month of man will not pass you by. It will not pass you by. It will not pass you by. It will not pass you by. In the name of Jesus. Those that have conceived, you shall bring forth without problem in the name of Jesus. You shall bring forth peacefully in the name of Jesus. We shall hear the sound of the mother and child in the name of Jesus. Those trusting God for one miracle of the other, I decree in the name that is above every other name, this is your month of testimony. This is your month of testimony. In the name of Jesus. By the name of the God that made heaven and the earth, this month you shall testify in the name of Jesus. This month you shall testify in the name of Jesus. This month you shall expect a turnaround in the name of Jesus. All the blessings that appertain to you that have been denied you for ages, by the zeal of the God of Israel, this month you shall receive them in the name of Jesus. Barriers are removed from your way in the name of Jesus. Mountains are demolished before you in the name of Jesus. By the Spirit of the Lord, every mountain before you, they are level in the name of Jesus. They are level in the name of Jesus. Let them be level in the name of Jesus. The strength and faith to possess your possession, receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive strength to bring forth your miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive faith to bring forth your miracle in the name of Jesus. When others are testifying about God's goodness this month, you shall be counted in the number. You shall be counted in the number. By the help of the God of Israel, the helper of Israel, the helper of Israel, the strength of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, the unchangeable changer, the cause of all causes, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, the God of the living, shall bring them to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of the Lamb overshadow you. Let the power of the Holy Spirit overshadow you. And let it bring you to your season of favor this month. In the mighty name of Jesus. As you go into this man, the God of Israel will go with you. He will be all around you. He will help you. He will strengthen you. He will perfect you. He will perfect all that concerns you. Your strength will not fail. In the name of Jesus. You shall be highly favored. Those that say you will not reach your goal, God will remove that out of your way. In the name of Jesus. You shall have testimonies. And in your life and through your life, the name of the Lord will be glorified. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. And in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's join us together as we share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.